Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up, world? It's your man, Pretty Tone, man, coming through, dropping you a quick reminder that the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, is now available worldwide at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Get your copy, support your boy. Autographed copies available in these sites. One love. Peace out.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the show. Can a player play in the building? You know, the chef is here, your boy Pretty Dizzle, along with my the senior chef. You know, I'm just a line cook, Kate Dizzle, Esquire, Senor.
What's up? And I say it again. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show.
Man, glad to have everybody here, you know what I mean? It's a blessing. We're all up. We're still in the fight. It ain't perfect, but, you know, we're still in the fight, man. And that within itself is a blessing. Because the alternative to that is that we wouldn't be here. And we'd have moved on to the next dimension, you know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, glad you're alive, you know, even though your days may not be perfect right now. Just keep positive energy around you, keep the flow around you, keep the hustle around you, and we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, as long as the pitcher keep pitching, you got to keep swinging.
Ain't that the truth, you know what I mean? You got to keep swinging. And that's kind of why I named today's show Real Simple, Play Step Your Game Up. It's about this life, man. A lot of times when we use that terminology, we use it for, you know, myself included in the past, we use it for different reasons, but, you know, overall in the game of life, to be better, to get better, for things to be better around you, you got to step your game up, you know what I mean? To be a better father, you got to step your game up. To be a better husband, you got to step your game up. To be a better son, you got to treat your parents better. Whatever it is, you know what I mean? To build a good business relationship, you got to step your game up so that we can all grow together, you know what I mean? Blind can't lead the blind all the time. Somebody gonna drive the damn bus off the cliff. Mm-hmm. They get a navigation system or something that requires stepping your game up. Yeah. And of course, we can't go much further without the lady of the show. Welcome, Lady Joy, to the show.
Hey, my yay, folks, how y'all
yay,
doing?
Yay, yay.
I am here.
That was all your fans in the background, like
all two of them, right?
I didn't even
we
say that.
We rolling again. We here. We rolling again. You know, we your family. When you call here, when you listen to the show, think of us as your family, because we your family. You know what I mean? You got the crazy uncle, which would be KB the Esquire. The one who ain't never sure what he's going to say at the family reunion. You know what I mean? Who made this goddamn potato salad? It tastes like garbage. You know what
ooh
I mean? Then you got the unpredictable son. You ain't never sure where his head at. Then, of course, we ain't going to say who Lady Joy is. Let's just say she might be the mother-in-law from hell. Who knows? I'm just saying.
Oh, I am the
that's
mother-in-law from
saying
hell. Okay.
And we know that.
So that's all we up on here saying. Wow. I feel in a real mellow mood today, a real, you know, a blessed to be alive mood, because earlier this week, you know, sometimes in your life you have these moments, and I'm going to be honest with you. That's why I named today's show Play and Step Your Game Up. We have these moments in life that remind us of what the important things are, but sometimes we get caught up on the trivial, insignificant, just dumb crap. You know what I'm saying? And we need a reminder that brings you back to the reality of what this life is about.
We got ghosts in the switchboard.
Ooh, look out.
In the switchboard for sure. But I think what we'll talk about that, you know what I mean, BTR is like last night, you know what I mean? It took me 10 times to log in before I could log in. I think, I don't know. BTR is just going through growing pains. That's all it is. They're just going through growing pains. But I was talking about one of these moments that lets you know you got to step your game up. I paid a visit. Matter of fact, I want to send a big shout-out to the folks over there at Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas, Nevada. Their children's hospital is one of the best in the nation, and I went there this week, and I know why they have that reputation. I went on the unit where they have the premature babies, man. When you walk in that unit, it changes you. No matter how hard your heart is, no matter how gangster you think you are, how in control of your life you think you are, when you go on that unit, it just tears through all your walls. When you see these little 2-pound loaf of bread looking babies struggling for life with every breath, and it changes you, man. It genuinely moves you when you see that. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I want to shout out all the labor and delivery staff over there at Sunrise Hospital, man. Yo, they put in work, man. And to see these little lice and these little incubators with all sort of tubes coming out of them and getting fed through tubes, and it made your boy weak in the knees, man.
Well, it just proved that, it just proves to our listeners that, you know, you still got a heart, you know. Some people was wondering about that, but at least you just cleared that part of it up.
Oh, well, I'd like to thank you for bringing that point up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, your boy Pretty Tone got a heart. You know what I'm saying? I have a big old heart. It's just that I know my limitations, and I understand certain things in life, and I'm one of those people who know you got to earn your stripes to get them. You don't just give free stripes away. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so I was over there, and I was watching these little seniors fighting for life, man. And you go in there, and you're like, man, an hour earlier I was just arguing with somebody about, I don't know, just stupid stuff. You know, what you tank my soda for? You know what I mean? Something dumb like that. You know what I'm saying? Those things are of no importance in life, man.
Well, a lot of people don't realize, Tony, a lot of people don't realize that time is the only thing that we cannot replace. Everything else we can put back, but we cannot replace time. You know,
that's right.
Every moment that we have this thing that we call life is a gift, and people don't realize that. You know, once it's gone, you know, and you should utilize that, and every day should be your best day. But, you know, we forget because we don't really talk to that man or that lady in the mirror as we should, you know.
And I want to make sure I say this to the two babies, man, the twins, Karma and Kenya. I pray for y'all, and I hope y'all make it through, man. You know what I mean? People, be good to those who are around you while they're here. Somebody's no good, get them the hell out of your life. And they don't deserve to be around you. But in this life, man, we can't just go through this life taking each other for granted. And we want to say, well, oh, it's because this and this happened to me in life. Why, this and this is going on. Yeah, it happened to you, but you're in this moment now. And if you choose to still participate in the bullshit, it's a personal choice. You see what I'm saying? You can't say, oh, well, because this person did this 10 years ago. If you're still holding on to it 10 years later, it has become a personal choice.
No, you're stuck. You stuck. They stuck.
Hmm.
They stuck. They probably still got a black and white TV, too.
Straight up, man. One of my new things is stop saying things, seeing things in color, and start seeing things in HD, man. The game's done changed. You can't see it in color no more, just plain old color. That's yesteryear stuff. You got to see things in HD now. It's a little bit brighter and a little clearer and a little bit more vivid, and you got to step your game up.
Got to. And you know what they used to say, well, you know, I'm a jack of all trades. Well, the jack of all trades is starving right about now. You know, you got to... You got to really be good at something because that it is just not working in 2011 in this economy, you know, because you got all these people, and I'm sure I'm not saying anything that anybody don't know, with mad education, mad qualification, mad degrees, and they can't even get a job.
Right, and that is so sad. That is so sad. They worked hard. They gone to school to perfect their profession. And they can't get anywhere.
What does that tell the person that don't even have a GED or a high school education? So they got to be real clever.
Got to step your game up. That's what it tells them.
Yes.
You got to step your game up.
Got to step your game up. You got to be real clever at whatever it is you're going to do. Other than that, you might lose a lot of weight because you ain't going to eat.
You know what I'm saying?
So, and like I said, the name of the show, when we normally say that statement, you know, play your step your game up, we use it in a term, you know, I like to tell people, you know what I mean, if you're 45, you're 50 years old, 38 years old, still trying to talk about you were playing, you were this and that, you need to get a life, homie, especially if you're
for real, though.
That's
okay.
That's why I don't knock my pimp partner. When my pimp partners say they're players, that's the way they live, that's their way of life, and they lead a good life off it. I'm not going to judge them, and I'm not going to critique their lifestyle. I'm just saying they're doing it for real. But if you round it on by you a player, and you sleeping from couch to couch, and you still living
that's
in your mama's house
player.
When you're 40 years old, you're not being a player, homie.
Okay, that's
and you got
not
three
being
baby mamas, and you ain't taking care of none of the kids. You're not a player, homie. You truly need to step your game up, and you are one of those people who really need to get the book, Player Step Your Game Up, on some real ish.
Okay.
Get the rules for the game. Get the guidelines. Read Playerology if you really want to know how the game is played, man.
Yeah, because there's some real professionals out here. And you really got to be. You know, these head of these major corporations, they ain't there for nothing.
Okay.
Now, but today I'm not going over into that category. I want to stick on the category of playing the game of life, man. And this here is for real, homie. You get one shot at it, man. And while you're healthy and everything is good, you probably take everything for granted. You know what I mean? Look at your boy Charlie Sheen. Was up in his house with porn stars and hookers, just partying away, doing what Charlie Sheen do. Popping pills, drinking liquor, till that old stomach of his was like, you know what, fool, enough is enough. I might just take you up out of here.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like people with money, people in the Hollywood situation, you know, they got a lot of money so they can do a whole lot of things, and they get bored with that, so they create some crazy shit, you know, unlike us that don't have it like that, you know what I'm saying? And it's like they get kind of creative, quotation marks, and they just do what they want to do because they got it like that. And, you know, realize that shit comes out a little bit later on, and what you think is funny and what you think is, you know, because I got it like that, no, you don't have it like that. Realize you got a lot of people that's following you. You are a beacon for some folks, whether you realize it or not. And, just curb your enthusiasm, like the show. Curb your enthusiasm and realize what you're doing and understand, you know, because you're making money, you're making big money and all that stuff, you got people that's following you. They're following in your footsteps. You got young folks. You got kids. So, you know, take a step back and, look at what you're doing.
Well, that'd be great if people could learn how to do that.
Yeah, it would be, but, you know, that's not always the case.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think my advocacy goes toward the people that think that, you know, God didn't create create any perfect people, so I'm not going to sit up and just blindly do what I see another man do myself. But, you know, I guess that's just my own personal thing.
Well, you know, you got to go with what's good for you, you know, and, you know, if it's good for somebody else, so be it. But because you got a lot of people out there that are followers, you got people like us, we're leaders, and there's a lot of other leaders out there that might not be on our show right now. But you got leaders out there, and you got a lot of people as followers. And realize there's some weak folks out there that want to do what you're doing. They want to have your life because they don't have that on their own.
They want to
you
be you,
I'm
huh?
Saying?
They want,
they want
to
be you.
Be Joy. They want to be Joy, and they want Joy's husband. They want Joy's house.
Now,
they just want what they
whatever, dude. They just want what they don't have. Okay? And all of us, you know, that, you know, we got that. Okay, I got this going on, you know, whatever it is, you know, because we respect ourselves. You know, we got it going on. Everybody is struggling. Everybody. But understand what I'm saying. There's other people that's struggling a lot more than what we are. And they look at us, what we do. And, we just got to put that positiveness out there. And it's hard because of the economy, because of what's going on in everybody's life. And, you just got to do what you got to do. Period.
Amen. That's why I don't share my barbecue vine sausage with everybody.
And you know what? Not
everybody don't deserve
that.
Don't everybody deserve to eat that well?
Yeah, and not everybody wants that either, bruh. Okay.
But like it, but you know, to each his own. To each his own. Matter of fact, I want to throw the call in number 646-929-2870. You know, holler at us. But I'm going to let my man Ursha holler at y'all for a moment. Mr. Ursha, talk to him.
Ursha.
At this point,
Life is the greatest teacher you can ever find, man. And it's constantly trying to teach us things, and it's trying to show us things. But a lot of times when you don't have your eyes open, you can't see the lessons that are being taught to you. And things are happening around us, and you're still trying to hold on to that yesteryear stuff and dealing with stuff, you know what I mean, old emotions and old issues and old baggage and not seeing the forest for the trees, man. When things are changing around you, you know what I mean, you have got to adapt.
Right.
You've got to become better. Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. And that's all your boy Pretty Tony saying. Hey, Chris, lay something for him.
Well, simply put, you know, life is a journey, and we must change with the times, no matter what it is. You know, you have to stay current. You know, it's kind of like impossible because life in the world is going to continue to evolve, even though that you may be stuck. You're going to look up one day in your whole life, and everything's completely different.
Okay.
And I know you just look around, you know, even if each individual just look at themselves and think back how things were versus how things are now in the simplest terms. I mean, how can you not want to evolve?
Right.
You know, why would you want to be stuck? I mean, why would you not want to change? I mean, that's the question.
Life is about changing because, you know, something, we learn something new every day. And, you know, you take from that and you apply it to your everyday life. You know what I'm saying? You apply it to your everyday life. And you work with, you know, what you have been gifted that day and make it work for you.
It's just a learning process, I think. I don't know how people can go
through
a day without
learning. It's a learning process from day to day.
Yeah. You know, even negative situations even create an opportunity to learn. That even teaches you what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
As well as what you should do.
Exactly.
And so that's the whole point of what we're saying, you know, with play a step your game up today. You got to understand the game, the rules for the game that's being played around you, even, you know, even your life. If you don't know the rules to your own life, how you going to live it? That means you're living it through somebody else's lenses, right?
Right.
So you got to step your game up.
Exactly.
You got to be better. You got to do better. You got to feel better about yourself in order to feel better. Some things have had you down for a while, but if you don't allow it to, a feeling of good to come into you, if you don't allow some positive energy to flow in you, through you, and around you, you're going to be forever stuck in that I don't feel good mode.
Right.
And then misery will truly become your best friend.
Okay. Preach it, bruh.
Being
and
depressed.
So now, go ahead, brother.
I'm just saying, being depressed, feeling sorry for yourself, but yet still all the while you're not doing anything to improve the situation or the circumstance.
Right.
You've got to. You've got to be putting in the work. But some of us, you know, and the truth is, and I'm about to lay some real gospel on y'all. The truth is, a lot of people talk about the change they want. They talk about they want better and do better, but if you look at their actions, it don't dictate that they step in their game up. They just expect the good life to come knocking at the door, or the good relationship, or their children to be well-behaved or well-raised just by some blue cosmic force. Poof! I have a good life. Poof!
I've dated
sorry-ass brothers or sorry-ass sisters.
I'm not going to teach my daughter nothing, but I'm going to send her out there to go get a husband that got a good job.
Okay.
Man, I'm telling y'all, this is old gospel song that I used to listen to. About I've had some good days and some bad days, but Lord, I won't complain. And in the beginning, they say, just go walk through that ward where people are about to take their last breath. and it will change the way you see things. You'll ease up on the woe is me, because everybody don't realize that last breath is going to come, man. I hold on to that thought, and I'm telling you, you don't have to obsess about it. But if you hold on to that thought, watch how it changes your actions.
Ooh, you ain't said nothing but a word, bruh.
Now, once again, I want to repeat, I'm not telling you to obsess about it. I'm saying, but if you hold on to that thought, watch how it changes your thought patterns and your actions.
Mm-hmm.
Because you truly get to realizing how precious each breath is. Go walk through that ward like I did where they have them little preemie babies, man. And stand over one of them as you see them, their little chest, they're not even sure how to breathe yet. Just beating their chest just up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, because they're not sure how to breathe yet. And if that don't change you, something is wrong with you, man.
Okay.
Step your game up, man.
That's what it's
ladies
about.
Ladies out there, work on yourself. Gentlemen out there, work on yourself. Each day should be, you'll never be perfect. Get that in your head. But that does not mean you cannot be better. Too many of us spend too much time on bullshit. While the important stuff, when you talk about it, or, you know what I mean, when you say anything about it, nah, that's just too much. I don't want to talk about stuff like that. But you'd rather talk about getting high, right? You'd rather talk about who we're going to go sleep with, right? You'd rather talk about the latest rap song, right? Or the latest sneakers coming out, right?
Okay.
You'd rather talk about the rims. Oh, yeah, man, I need to put them 22s on the car. But if somebody said to you, so what's your 5-year plan? What are your goals? Oh, man, there you go with that bullshit. Damn, man. That's bullshit? Seriously? So let Tony Brain register this. That is bullshit, because I asked you, what's your 5-year plan?
Shoot, they don't have a tomorrow plan.
They don't have a next 15-minute plan. Okay.
But I bet you, if I ask you, where the chronic at?
And somebody will know that.
Exactly where to go, where the fat sacks at. You can describe the color to me and the name of it. If I ask you what's the hottest drink that some corporation have put out in the liquor store to help kill our livers and ruin our kidneys and keep us forever trapped drinking, I bet you know what that is, right?
Yeah, they know the name of all them.
But I bet you,
well,
if I asked you what was the name of the last damn book you read, you don't never, you know, man, nigga, where you go with that? Oh, shit, man. Nigga, I ain't read no book. Wow. Seriously?
Yes, seriously.
Yep. See, somebody told them they be hiding the truth between the book covers.
Wow.
Oh, and let's not forget about my Bible thumpers. You can quote me from Genesis to Revelation, but when I ask you, okay, I don't know that stuff, but since you quote it, what does it all mean to your life? Huh?
Okay.
Yeah, you just quoted me from Genesis to Revelation. What is the lesson to be learned in any of those that you just quoted me? Tell me something that I need to learn.
Man, I can't tell you nothing, man. I'm looking at that woman that's sitting up there in the front row. And it all goes back to the same thing, man. You know, we need to step our own self up. We need to check ourselves and stop being so judgmental and pointing fingers.
There you go.
Player, step your game up. go
That's
get
what
it
it's
if
called.
You don't have it.
That's
yeah.
what it's called.
Telling
Play,
you.
Step your game
hey,
up.
Hey, hey, hey.
I hear the puppy in the background.
That was our sound effect.
Right. Okay.
Y'all, I would tell you something, man. I can't forget. I got one more category of people.
And what's that?
The type of people that you telling them that you got this dream that you want to do something, and all they got something to do is be negative towards it. Or they laugh at you like you're not supposed to dream to be better. But they got all this measure of critique and negativity to give you as though you ain't supposed to be better. But they ain't doing shit with you, the weird acting one.
Wow.
You weird. You the one that's weird because you like, yo, I think I'm talented and I might go try to be a radio DJ. I might go to school for that. Whatever. You're never going to be no DJ. Or you tell them, you know, one day I'm going to own a record label. Yeah, I think I'd be a band with it. You know, it probably ain't going to blow up like Atlantic, but it would be good to own my own label and put out the music that I like. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you own a label. Whatever.
Okay, it's like, whatever.
Hey, but you the same color as me, so I ain't gonna listen to nothing you say. No way.
Oh, let's not forget that one. Oh, since me and you we cut out of the same cloth in the past, or we got the same skin color, that just means I ain't never gonna make it.
You ain't gonna never be right. You know that.
And the sad part is when you even
that's
get
just wrong right there, y'all. That's just wrong right there. Okay.
Or let you get your first gig, and they hear your first little radio show over the radio. Oh, that's my peoples right here. Yeah, that's my folks.
But you know what? We should always be in a position to uplift each other, and it doesn't happen that way. But you know, in order for us to move forward, you know, we got to uplift each other. I mean, it's just. Excuse me, that crab in the bucket mentality is just wrong.
And that's the challenge that we should put out there to all our listeners anyway, because we really need to make a conscious effort, you know. I mean, you really have to make a conscious effort to change and think differently. It's just not going to happen. I don't know. We had a show a while back when we was talking about that shit might just be in some folks' DNA, and it's just in there, you know what I mean? And you
mm-hmm.
do have to make a conscious effort to change. So, you know, we ask all our listeners, man, every day you get up, try to be better than you was the day before and stop pointing fingers, man. Fix your shit. Fix you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And if that other person fixed them, you don't have to like them, but guess what? You'll respect them and they'll respect you, and it don't get better than that a whole lot of times, you know?
Exactly.
My personal goal for myself, and I tell people every day, is that Tony's trying to be a better person than I was yesterday. I'm trying to be a better man than I was yesterday. I'm trying to be a better father, a better brother, a better friend, a better son. I'm trying to be a better uncle.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Hell, if I'm a player, I'm trying to be a better player than I was yesterday. Whatever it is that I am, or I think myself to be, I'm trying to be better.
Work it.
Well.
So once again, player, step your game up. That's the name of today's show. Hell, there might be a part two because I'm still in the spirit. Can I get an amen from the congregation?
And
well.
You got the amen. Well.
You know what I mean?
And then,
of y'all out there who want to know what this whole player step your game or movement is about, it's not just about hollering at women.
This or men. Or men for the playettes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right, for the playettes. This whole playerology movement is about stepping your game up as an individual, as a human being, to be better in life, to be better in your relationship, to be better if you don't know how to holler. We give you the tools to holler.
Okay. We got you on
now,
that, girl.
Now, man, we make you, it's in a language that you can relate to, a language that you can understand. You know what I mean? A lot of times you read books and, you know, that's supposed to help you. You get lost in the details and the words and, you know what I mean? No, sometimes you want to read something that comes to you and brings you the same message, but in a way you can relate. You know what I'm saying? And that's the message we try to bring here every week. We come on here despite all our issues and all our trials and tribulations, and we try to put a positive show. And sometimes we laugh and we joke, but we always try. There's a method to our madness, and there's a message in the things we're talking about. Even when we're cussing each other out, at the end of the show, you always hear us say we love each other.
That's right.
Or
we
see
do.
You soon, or holler at me, or whatever. And we don't drag it over into the next show like, well, whatever. Well, except for the Pinto issue. You know, I'm still mad that Joy gonna throw up the red flags about the Pinto after me and K Diddy was trying to be nice and put her mule on the Pinto, but we're gonna discuss that.
Wait,
off here.
Hold
anyway.
Hold up. The Pinto, is that what you're saying?
We went out our way to have your picture pointed on the hood and the trunk and the side of that car.
Okay, whatever, dudes. Okay, Pinto. Okay, I'm just asking. Why you laughing and stuff?
Because I don't like the way you just said that, Joy. Like, you don't appreciate the hard work me and KZ
have
done for this.
You got my picture on a Pinto, okay? Pinto? Why you can't have it on
a
300?
Joy, that is all we could afford.
Yeah, see, now she's trying to clown our budget and not being appreciative.
Just
like a
typical. You know, you got me on a Pinto. Why you can't have me on a 300 and stuff? I wouldn't do that to y'all.
But you see, so you don't appreciate the time, effort, thought, and money we put into that project.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Just because we ain't no big ballers and stuff, you're going to act like you too good to ride with us now, huh?
I'm not riding in a Pinto because Pintos get caught on fire. Okay. Yeah, I ain't trying to go there. Why are you laughing? I'm just saying.
You know what? I like your conversation. At least you came with a good one. Pintos be catching on fire.
You know why I'm really laughing, Joy? Joy, you know why I'm really laughing?
Why?
Cause on the right side where the gas nozzle thing go at, it was broke, and we had to run a hose on the inside of the car. And I told Tony not to do that, but he kept saying that you wouldn't notice it in the back seat.
Yeah, I'd notice it. Okay, because I'm sitting back there. What, I can't smell the fumes and stuff?
Y'all just wrong. So when you said it caught on fire, it just made me think. I was telling Tony we couldn't put that in the back seat because you would see it.
Y'all stupid. Y'all stupid, okay? Y'all trying to kill me off. Y'all must got some insurance money on me. Is that what it is? Y'all got insurance money on me?
We ain't going to admit to that on the air, Joy. We ain't admitting to nothing on the air. Plausible deniability.
Sure.
That fire was an accident.
Okay. Y'all took out that insurance policy without me knowing about it. Okay. Oh, my God, it's slick. I got y'all.
We was really trying to wait, you know, for the parade to pull it out so you could really, like, have something to roll in.
Okay. Okay. I rolled it, and it's in my back pocket.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line to all this is, you know what I mean, we can all use some positive energy around us. We can all use some laughter.
Yeah, we
can all use You know what I mean? If we had a bad week last week, we hope to have a better week this week. So if some of my actions caused last week to be a bad week, I'm going to step my game up and try to make this week a better week. And that's the energy that I'm trying to put out there on a serious note, man. Sometimes life sends you messages to give you a wake-up call. You've been driving drunk and you had an accident. You know what I mean? And all you broke was an arm. That's one of them hello wake-up moments. It's time to stop driving drunk. You understand what I'm saying? You've been around here chasing behind a woman, neglecting your kids because the kids is not by this woman. And this woman talking about, well, you know, your kids can't come before me. Come on, man. Listen to the content of that conversation, man. And you're going to leave your kids behind based on some poop thing? Or some woman who's chasing behind a dude and can't focus on the children that she got, leaving her 10-year-old to babysit the 4-year-old and the 2-year-old while she go down to the juke joint because he's down there trying to holler at another woman. You got your priorities screwed the F up, man.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
But then you want to sit up and cry when an accident occurs. You know, the 2-year-old got hold of something that they weren't supposed to get hold of, but your mind wasn't there. Your body's down at the damn soup joint, targeting some damn hood rat over somebody who don't even want you. But your 2-year-old had to suffer the consequences of your actions, or your inactions, I should say.
That's what I'm talking about.
We got to get real. We got to get real in this life. And I know it comes at a cost. I know getting real comes at a cost because it changes the way you think and the way you feel and the way you look at things. And a lot of the fun that was there before is not there anymore. Your teenage days, your early 20s, even your late 20s was the fun and games times. You start creeping up on your 30s and your 40s. It's the grown folk time. Handle my responsibility as a man time. Handle my obligations time.
Yes,
make
sir.
Make sure my kids is right time. Get some damn goals and some dreams so that I can start laying a foundation for myself time.
That's right. You got that, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's the get right time. Now's the time to get it right.
That's
do
where we
have
at,
any,
man.
Do we have any callers calling in? Some people with
well,
some
yes,
other
we
opinions.
Do, but everybody's listening right now. Everybody's listening, you know what I mean? Let me jump in the chat room. Yes, 2712, I see you in the chat room. You know what I mean? Thank you for taking time to listen to us. You know, anybody, you all know the routine. Press the number one if you want to jump in. 646-929-2870. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, and while y'all sitting there listening to the show, you can also go order the book so you can read along with us and ask questions, whatever you may have. You know, you'll have your copy in front of you, too. WorldMovement.com. Go get it.
Real talk. Autographed copies off the site. You know what I mean? We appreciate when you support us on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all those wonderful retail sites, and we appreciate them carrying us. But if you want your autographed copy, you know, www.worldmovement.com, get your autographed copy. You know, you got questions. You want to talk to me in person, you can hit your boy on Twitter. Selassieson, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N, on Twitter. You know what I mean? Or come to the website.
Hey, Tony, you know, we need to tell about the revised, the new issue. Player Step Your Game Up, that's available right now worldwide. Go get that one too, y'all.
Absolutely. You know, we redid it, you know, Player Step Your Game Up. We're in the process of redoing Playerology, and of course, you know the new banger on the block. Who is she, and what is she to you? As a matter of fact, you know what? Lady Joy.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question as a woman.
Okay.
That read, who is she, and what is she to you? What did you think of the book, ma'am?
Well, you know, I liked it, and I think it's very informative to some of the brothers out there because it's giving them a step up in an insight. It's like, okay, you know, I'm giving you some knowledge here, so work with it, use it. Because, you know, Tony, there's a lot of brothers out here that don't have the knowledge that you have, and for you to put something out there like that, it's like, it's phenomenal. I love it. I love it.
And
I think it's very knowledgeable for some of us brothers. I won't say some of us brothers, but for brothers out there that don't.
Yeah, I'm glad you cleaned that one up.
Whatever. You know, for the brothers out there that don't know, you know, that think they know but don't, you know, it's an open book. It's like, hey, you're giving them an insight to what women are about. You know, you've been there, done that, and you're still doing it. And you helping them out. So it's like, work it, bro. I can appreciate it.
That's what I'm talking about. And, of course, the original book that kicked this all off, Player Step Your Game, for all you cats out there who think y'all understand the rules of being a player, you know what I mean? I got the whole game covered. The Player Step Your Game of books covers being a player, teaches you the rules to the game. There's certain rules to the game that you got to abide by, and those are the rules. Playerology is the bachelor degrees where we're elevating the game a little bit. And, of course, Who Is She and What Is She to You is the book for everyday life about just polishing yourself up as an individual trying to find a young lady. Because truth be told, you know, everybody can deny it all they want to. If you ain't got game, you just ain't got game because you need game.
You ain't got nothing. You ain't got game, you ain't got nothing. So you go just going to
be
here.
If you ain't got game, you ain't got nothing. Yeah, I like that, Lady Joy.
That's right. You got to have a little bit of game about yourself because, you know, females, you know, we look for a challenge. And if you ain't got it like that, we just on to the next one. And you ain't got nothing coming, bruh. So it's like, okay, well, I lost out. Yeah, you lost out, and you're going to keep losing out until you learn what the game is about.
You heard me? Now,
we're
creeping down to the last couple minutes of the show here. You know, tell your fans where they can holler at you at, Lady Joy.
They can holler at me on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, Joy LaShawn, and you can hook me up. You can get a hookup at power88lv.com. I'm on every Saturday from 4 to 6. I got that shout out for you. Okay? And I love y'all.
I'm going to be calling in this Saturday for my shout out. I'm going to be like, yeah, this your boy, man. You know,
you got
strong.
That, boo. You
know,
you got that.
You know what? I'm going to do a shameless plug in. I need 15 seconds. Yeah, pretty Tony. Also, the book player set the game up. Who is she? What is she to you? What up, Lady Joy?
Do it.
Shameless plug, you know. Shameless plug.
You know, I got you.
You know,
I got you.
I got you all the time. And, of course, you know, Senor K. Diddy Esquire. Tell the good folks where they can find you at.
Well, yes, you can find me at www.worldmovement.com. And that's,
they kind of sound off sexy and stupid.
Lamont at worldmovement.com, where you can contact me if there's need. And we'll encourage you to do so at your very earliest convenience.
Whatever. You're still the same barbecue viewing eating sausage person you was before.
Well, sticks and stones.
You know.
Like
and
whatever
course,
blows
you know,
up your skirt, bruh.
Your boy Pretty Tone. You know, just Google me, dog. You type in the word player, step your game up, the boy, your boy Pretty Tone comes up.
We got the whole series out there right now, 3 books. They said it couldn't be done. It has been done. The whole trilogy is out there right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? The reality shows in the works. Whatever. We're doing, trying to do some things right now. But anyway,
yeah, yeah,
whatever your dream is in this life, I'm saying that this is not about bragging. This is more about telling you that you got to look your naysayers in the face and say, I did this.
That's
while
right.
You spent your life swallowing your dreams and being bitter and negative, I took a chance.
Hmm.
I took a chance to be a little bit more than those around me were before. And my, your own family might be the biggest naysayers, but you can't watch that because you doing things that they don't even think of, and of course that makes you different. And people fear what they don't understand. Why should you dream? Why should you dream? Why not becomes the question. Why should I not have a dream?
Exactly.
So that I can sit right here and be bitter and be negative and spend my whole life talking about coulda, shoulda, woulda. I would have rather have taken 100 chances and failed than to never have done shit with my life, man.
There's nothing beats a failure but a try.
Okay.
Your boy Pretty Tone is living proof, man. Like I said, Google me. Players set your game up. Playerology.
Google me,
who
too.
Who is she? What is she?
Yeah, well, Google me,
that's
too.
That's right. Look up Lady
yeah,
George.
Google me,
look
too.
Look us all up.
You can Google now, all
I mean,
of us, okay?
Yeah. Don't leave me on Google list.
Whatever.
I want to be Google.
I'm about to put Kid Giddy on blast right now because he's the one that gave me this advice. He once told me, don't nobody Google me, I'll Google my damn self.
Shit, absolutely right. And Kid Giddy also said, he also said if he can't love himself, he can't love you either.
Right.
And that's the truth, he did say that.
And I'm quite sure he Googles himself all the time.
Absolutely. You Google yourself, too.
Not as much as you Google you.
Google.
Oh, hey, we should just all Google each other so we don't look that pathetic. You know what, Joy? When we leave the show, I'm going to Google you. You Google me. Then we'll Google KD, and he can Google us both. That's just all Google,
okay,
baby.
It's like Wobble. Google, baby.
Just talk to me.
Come back and holler at us. Same back channel. We love y'all, man. Please see beyond our flaws and listen to the message that we preach. Ain't none of us up on here perfect.
That's right.
Look beyond our flaws and just, you know what I mean, take heed of the message. We ain't up on here partaking in negativity. We up on here chasing dreams. And on that note, we out.
Go
meet in the house, baby.
My mama once said, take your time, young man. I heard my mama say, don't you rush to get old. My mama once said, live your life.
It's your boy Lil Diggs, man. Shot-town's best.
You know who it be, it's your boy, Gorilla B-R-A-C-K. Compton's finest, hook it up with Shoutown.
Yeah,
back to the west now, you know.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like gunplay. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like gunplay. Especially gangsters who love money. Time is what I said to my mama. Before
school, I left my hometown, Chicago. When alone, that's what my cousin said to me. Right before we hit the traffic, push the G. Now we push the way in Texas, we push the way in Georgia, push the way in, now we push the way in Florida. Worked my way through the whole East Coast and back round to Chi-Town. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mother Haitian, father is Dominican. So I get someone in a million. Push weight with a drive like amphibian. Money gets me high like adrenaline. So they hustle, you hustle, we hustle, flex hustle, my so when they got go pop, these people stop, and everybody look around, screaming, mama. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like family. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money.
Always had dreams of M16s, color screens, of working his knees and shit. Tahoe's and 24's, jet skis and shit. Who else gon' feed my motherfucking seeds and shit? Mom said, make me proud, make something love yourself. Don't let the cracker trap your ass, put you back up on the shelf. I'm trying to see dough, fuck my P.O. and the D.A. I got a few gallons, yo, I'm headed up to D.A. And I ain't talking Aquafina. I dip you a stick, you moonwalk like Michael Jackson and beat it. Then they gave me back my freedom, they done set my ass free. I'm on some rap, backhand up a bitch like Sugar Free. When I'm breezing through the streets, I keep a gun long as Compton Boulevard. If it's problems, yo, I promise it's gon' bark. Champagne wishes, caviar dreams, hand grenades and mad stitches, just handed down to your teens.
Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to play with them bad boys. Mama said not to hang with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who love money. Mama said not to hang with them bad boys. And mama said not to play with them gangsters. Especially bad boys who like fun play. Especially gangsters who like.